it's around the world or around the corner.
Let travel experts help guide your next adventure. This is Liz Fleming Travels, presented by CAA Travel. Dream now, travel later. Here's your host, Liz Fleming.
Hey, travel buddies. Welcome to this week's edition of Liz Fleming Travels. Sometimes I think variety really is the spice of life, so that's what we're going to have this week. I have three different segments that all interested me, so I hope they'll interest you as well. We're going to start off with a look at Montreal's swankiest new hotel. Then we're going to talk about what it would be like to do a houseboating adventure with Le Boat. And we're going to wrap it all up with a little look at skiing in Vermont. Thanks so much for joining me this week. So, travel buddies, you know that Montreal is one of my favorite places, and I'm so thrilled to start this week's show off with a visit to the very glamorous, updated Sheraton. And I am with the GM, and I'm going to ask him to introduce himself.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So my name is Bertil Favre. I'm the general manager for the Sheraton Hotel Montreal for the past 6 years, and I'm lucky enough.
What a great job. What a great location. And what a wonderful hotel. Now, travel buddies, in a minute, an alarm is going to go off, so we're going to stop and start this again. But just to get started, let's talk about the location of this hotel. So exactly where are we? I feel that we're in the heart of Old Montreal.
We almost to the Old Montreal. We're downtown core area of the Montreal area. So we're at the corner of René-Lévesque, which is one of the main streets in Montreal, and Stanley. Stanley, you know Stanley, for the Stanley
Cup. As in the Stanley Cup.
And we're really a block away from the stadium as well, you know, where the Canadians are playing. So you should see when there's a game. It's very exciting.
I bet.
You could see a lot of people walking by the property as well, going to the stadium for the games. So we're about 20 minutes from the old Montreal, and we're close by to the mountain as well. You know, we have the Montreal Mountain, where we can walk during the summer, which is a beautiful walk as well. And you can have a sightseeing of the view of the Montreal area as well. So location-wise, it's a financial district as well, but very close to the downtown core area.
So it's a great place for people to stay, whether they're sports enthusiasts or business people or families.
Family as well, you know.
Sure.
And, you know, we adapt to all the segmentation, because obviously the business core areas from Monday to Friday, then we can welcome the families, because we're so well located that they can walk, they can take a taxi, or they can drive themselves, or during the summer they can take the bike. And you can see people biking even during the winter, but I wouldn't recommend it, because it's pretty hard.
No.
It's very slippery as well, but it's very accessible.
So Niagara friends, if you've not been to Montreal in the winter, it gives you a whole new perspective on the word cold. We think it's cold in Niagara. It's never cold like it's Montreal cold. But I love that. I love that kind of squeaky snow under your boots, and I love the sun glinting off the snow that we have not had in Niagara this year. But I can see that this would be a perfect location for a family to come, as well as business people and sports enthusiasts and shoppers.
Shoppers, you know what? I don't know if you know St. Catherine Street, but St. Catherine Street, which is a 2 minutes walk from the property, you can access the mall centers or the underground city as well, but you have all the shopping area.
Yes.
So you won't miss that. And you know, Montreal is a cold city during the winter, but we have so many great events. We have the Igloo Fest, you know, over the weekend for DJs playing outside, so you're getting warmer as well.
Yes.
And we have the Montreal Light Festival, which is happening pretty soon next week.
Yes.
So where we have festivals, we have happening in different restaurants, and you know, the team here is very well welcoming to the customers and caring, so that's why.
Oh yes, and the thing that I'm always impressed by and a little embarrassed by is that my French is terrible.
Oh.
I read French quite well. I speak French very badly. And yet people are always so gracious and so kind about helping me. If I try a little bit,
But you know,
they help.
Most of the time you're going to address yourself by saying bonjour.
Yes.
And when you're going to be answering bonjour, we might understand that you're not a French speaker. At the end, we can speak it. You know, that's the beauty of Montreal as well. Pretty much everybody is bilingual. You know, we speak French because that's our culture, but we speak English as well because that's a culture, the second culture as well.
Yes.
So that's what I love about Montreal, you know, because I'm original from France.
And are you?
But I moved to Canada 35 years ago.
Ah.
And that's why, you know, it was an easy match for me, because speaking French was really, I mean, that was an easy match, an easy integration
yes.
to the community as well. But I love speaking English as well to the community. So
that's wonderful. So you moved from France directly to Montreal?
I did in 35 years ago, just to study, you know, the hotel management school.
Yes.
And since then I've been in Montreal because I love the city, I love the country, I love the Quebec region as well. And growing up within the hotel industry, so I did quite a few properties, but I've been the lucky general manager for the past 6 years at Le Centre.
Well, that is truly wonderful. Now, I know that this is a big job at the best of times, running a large-scale hotel. How many rooms do you have?
825.
Oh, that's
second biggest property in Montreal.
Goodness.
Yeah.
So that in itself is a big job. But this particular property has undergone a lot of changes recently, renovations, a whole beautiful facelift, and boy, it is beautiful. So what was done?
It is amazing. You know, that's why I came on board 6 years ago, because I was a big plan of renovation, but I would call it transformation. You know, we need to adapt to new reality. So the big plan was to renovate all the rooms, the 825 rooms.
Good heavens.
So we started the rooms. Yeah, it's kind of, you know, it took 2 years.
Wow.
Obviously, because we went by phases at the same time.
Yes.
And then we did a club lounge. You know, we have a beautiful club lounge located
in the And that's where we're sitting now,
exactly.
I might add.
And
it's beautiful. It's sunny. And it's a gorgeous, gorgeous view. You can see all over the city. You can see the water. And it's a perfect place, I think, for business people.
It is.
To use as an office away from home, as a boardroom away from home, meeting rooms. I was saying to my husband, I can't think of a nicer place to bring a client than here.
Exactly.
It's wonderful. So you were saying.
And for the family as well. Now, thank you for bringing it to my attention here. And, you know, you're a customer, you know, better than me, you know, the experience you can live here. But even for the family over the weekend, you know, family can gather here. They can access to the dessert. They have a buffet for the breakfast and the 5 to 7 as well. So it's great and it's quiet, it's nice, it's relaxing. Anyway, so we did the renovation of the 37th floor 2 years ago at the same site. It was the second phase of the renovation. And the last phase, which was massive because it was including the lobby, restaurant, so people could see the transformation happening in the public spaces as well. So that's why we have the lobby that was done last year. Last year at the same time, we didn't have any restaurants because we closed by section the lobby and the entrance. So there was, it's hard going through the renovation.
Really?
But when you look back now, it's just an amazing transformation of the property because we have a brand new lobby, brand new entrance, brand new restaurant. So I'm so proud of Stanley. We named exactly the same.
I love it. Now let's explain, because I think you and I were talking about that before. The Stanley Cup has a very great significance for this hotel.
Exactly. And that's why we have also created a beer with Arikana, which is a local brew.
And the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, Stanley Cup, yeah. So we named the restaurant Stanley for a few reasons, but the main reason is because the first Stanley Cup was played just close to the property here. Close to the land, so and it was in 1892. So that's why when you come to the Stanley, you can ask for the beer 1892, which is the read where everything was born from, you know. And we create that commitment with one of the local brewer called Arikana, which is done in Montreal. So we had two beers, just for information. So 1892, which is the date when the Stanley Cup was first played here, and 1201. 1201 is the address of the property.
Ah.
As simple as it can be, on René Lévesque. So
yes.
If ever you forget, you can think about the beer of 1201.
And the food in the restaurant is wonderful.
Yeah.
It's we. I must say, we loved everything that we had, but we were particularly enchanted by the truffle parmesan fries.
That's my best as well. You know what? The French fries. You know, French fries seems simple, but when it's perfect, it has to be perfect sandwich. So when we did some testing, because I had to do some food testing at the same time.
Yes, yes.
Which is hard, you know, our job.
is this your responsibility to test?
It is,
right.
Yeah, especially French fries. You know, it has to be just perfect because French fries, you cannot find it anywhere. But we had to look at every single piece of the menu with local also products, so which is great. And now we don't have any frozen food anymore, you know, except for the French fries and some of the aspects. But other than that, all the food is local and fresh.
Yes.
And the main portion is that you can be by yourself, but you can share as well, you know, because the main goal is to share and gather as places. So that's why when you don't need to be shy to come by yourself, because you can make some friends at the same time, especially during the game night. And also you have a specific menu, as we call we and I. So you can share, or us and me. So between the plates, you can share and enjoy. And don't forget the dessert.
Oh.
Because dessert I made at the property here.
Mm.
So the pastry chef is just one of the phenomenal aspects for the property, and it's so good. So.
One thing that I noticed about the configuration of the restaurant was that there were some small tables, so if you wanted to have a private dinner for two, you could. But there were also some big, long tables. And as you were saying, if you came here by yourself, as many people do for business, you come on a business trip and you have to go down to have dinner and you're by yourself and, you don't want to engage. You could sit at one of those big tables and engage with whoever is sitting beside you.
You know, that's exactly, that's the main goal. And that's why, the restaurant is wide open. When you check into the property, you can see that all the lobby space is all open. So for one reason is to attract the customer and to see that, you know, don't be shy. Even if you're by yourself, sometimes you don't be, especially for women as well, you know. But you can go to the bar, you can go to the community table when you can work. And most of the time you're going to see the first table that is going to be busy is the community table. Because people want to work on the desk, but they can order food at the same time. And people will just mingle here. And sometimes you can chat, exchange. And that's where it's the beauty of a lobby and a restaurant.
Yes, I agree. Now, as you were saying, this is a perfect place for a family to come. Lovely place for a couple to come. But I do love all of the touches that make it really perfect for business people. And one of the things that I found fascinating are these little, I think, do you call them
cubicles?
Pods?
Yeah, pods. Yeah.
Pods. They look like a little private seat with a table, but the back of the chair is curved. And you can tuck yourself in there with your iPad, have your breakfast, be quiet. I love this. Now, were those designed with business people in mind?
Exactly. It was exactly designed for the Sheraton brand. You know, we have few elements that are required for the brand. So it's for the business people, you know, or for family-wise, you know, if sometimes, you know, you get it to the day business and you want to get by yourself. So you have the spots when you can work with your laptop, you can order food at the same time. We have the same in the lobby. So we have the same in the lobby, same 37th floor. And we have studios as well that people can just walk in there. If they have a small meeting to do, they can just rent for 30 minutes, an hour, or then 2 hours. And it's located in the lobby. So at the same time, they can order food from the restaurant, the standing, and the bar. Also, we have the phone booth. The phone booth is a private small location if ever you need to do a business call that needs to be private. Or you need to call your wife or your kids, you know, during the night or during the event, after your meeting day. It's a private small location within the lobby. So we attract the business people. We can attract the family business. We can attract sports as well. So it's really, you know, a combination of the gathering place for every single aspect of the people.
Well, it's a wonderful hotel, and I have enjoyed every minute here. I'm just sad that I have to go on my way. But next time I'm back in Montreal, I will be staying here, I assure you.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a short break right now, but don't go away. We will be right back with more Liz Fleming Travels.
This is Liz Fleming Travels, presented by CAA Travel on 610 CKTB. Now, back to Liz Fleming Travels on 610 CKTB.
So, travel buddies, I love water and I love boats. So, our next guest is just a natural for me to have on the show. This is Lisa McLean. She is head of marketing for North America for Le Boat. Lisa, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having us. We're excited to tell you all about Labode and our product offerings in Canada and in Europe.
Okay, well, let's get started with the basics. What exactly is Labode, and what would a Labode trip look like?
So Labode is a modern spin on the 1970s style houseboating that you probably would have done with your parents. So we are a luxury houseboat operator. So you can eat, sleep, and live on board. You don't need a boat license, and we teach you how to drive the boat. I always liken it to an RV experience, but instead of cruising your way on the highways, you're seeing the destination by the waterway. So you eat, sleep, live on board. Every day is different. You kind of cruise the waterway and decide where you're going to stop, where you're going to sleep. You can park and lock up just like you'd lock up an RV and go into the local towns and restaurants, go for dinner, tour a castle. You can go into the farmers markets, the grocery stores, and do all your sightseeing. And you're using the boat as your means of transportation as well as your means of accommodations.
It sounds like a brilliant idea. Now, do you have to have experience in driving a houseboat to do this?
No. So in North America, as well as in Europe, if you're renting a boat, you don't need a boat license. I know a lot of people who live in Ontario have done the pleasure craft certificate, which is great. But if you're renting a boat, you don't need to know how to drive a boat. We have an experienced team of Labode staff who will take you through all the safety procedures, navigation, planning the trip, driving a boat, as well as helping your crew know how to tie a dock line and how do you turn on the gas stove, the top deck barbecue. So we really walk you through everything that you need to know about driving the boat safely, as well as living on board for the next few days.
I think that sounds fabulous. And, you know, a couple of years ago, well, actually during the pandemic, my husband and I rented an RV. And we did a driving trip through Quebec. And neither one of us had ever driven anything of that size. And it was amazing how quickly we figured it out. And I think that a boat would be even easier, because parking a boat, like pulling up to a dock, it's maybe a little nerve-wracking the first time because you don't want to whack the dock. But I'm guessing that there are all kinds of pads. Boat,
yeah,
right?
So our boats kind of have bumper pads all the way around it, which is lots of people think it's funny, but they do have built-in bumper pads. And then a lot of our luxury boats also have bow and stern thrusters. So you literally just push a button. So it's almost like a self-driving car where you line yourself up with the parking space, you push a button, and the boat literally moves sideways and puts you into position, whether you're going through a lock, whether you're turning the boat around, or whether you're just trying to get in between two boats on a dock, or there's no one on the dock, and it just helps you really easy to maneuver the boat as well as park at the docks or the lock stations.
That sounds very easy. I think even I could do that. Now, let's talk about kitchen facilities. Do most people tend to dock and then find a place to eat in the small town near where they've docked? Or do they cook on board? Or is it a mixture of both? What are the facilities like on board?
So it's a fully equipped kitchen, just like you would get at a cottage. So we have a 3 to 4 burner stovetop. It has a full oven as well as a microwave. It comes with all the utensils you can think of. So, of course, the all-important wine opener, bottle opener, flipper, tongs, serving platters, all the plates, dishes, wine glasses, coffee cups, tea kettle. So it really comes as fully equipped as a cottage would come. It has a refrigerator on board. Some of our bigger models have a full-size fridge, so it's just like the fridge you'd have at home. So you can pre-buy your groceries. We have 2 different size grocery packs we can put on board if you think you're going to be arriving in the destination late. Or you can stop and bring your own groceries or go grocery shopping along the way. So in the past, we usually find that Especially if you're a family, you'll have breakfast and lunch on board while you're cruising. And then you plan a couple dinners on board the boat because we have a lovely top deck barbecue on all of our boats. So it's lovely to cook a steak on the top deck using some of the fresh vegetables you just picked up at the local farmer's market and enjoy that with some local craft beer or local wine. But then we have lots of people who don't want to cook at all because they're on vacation. So every day they can hop off, go into town, grab their coffee and a croissant at the local bakery, and then plan just to eat off the boat every day. So it really depends on what you're looking for. For me, I kind of like a mix of both. I don't want to eat every day on the boat, but I still love going to restaurants, sitting at the local cafes, especially if you're in Italy or if you're in Paris, to go and taste the local cuisine. But then I also love shopping at the farmer's market, picking up the local cheese and meats and having a charcuterie board and fresh vegetables and enjoying myself on and off the boat. So similar to what you were saying with an RV, you can either eat on board or go into town.
And both options sound fabulous. So listeners will know that my number one concern in life when I'm planning a trip is, what am I going to eat? My next important concern is, will there be lots of hot water for a shower? Let's talk about plumbing on board. Is there anything special that people need to know about this?
No. So with our luxury boats, most of our boats come with multiple cabins. So the smallest boat is 2 bedrooms, and then it goes up to 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom, and 5-bedroom. And in Canada, on our luxury Horizon Cruiser, there's actually a bathroom and shower on every single cabin. So our 5-cabin boat will have 5 toilets and 5 showers. Wow. Our boats can hold up to 600 liters of water. So you'll have lots of water, and there is a hot water tank on board to heat the water. So you won't have any trouble having a hot shower. So that's why we do consider ourselves in the luxury category and a little bit different than the houseboats you would have done when you were younger, because they're set up as single or double beds. There's private bathrooms and shower in every cabin. So if you're traveling with your sister-in-law and her kids, or if you're traveling with another couple, you don't have to worry about having to share a bathroom or a shower with strangers, or if you're a family of 12 waiting in line every day to be the first one to have the shower in the morning, so you're not having a cold shower after 6 other people.
Oh, Lisa, you understand me. You understand all of my bathroom concerns. Now, there is just one other thing that we need to ask about. I don't want to draw too fine a point on this, but when we had the RV, we had a tank of fresh water, and then we had a tank of what they euphemistically called gray water, and then even more euphemistically called black water. And these tanks had to be emptied. Is that something that you have to do?
Yeah, so our boats do come with the holding tanks, and we recommend that if you're on our short break, so you can do a 3 to 4 night short break, or you can do a 7 night, 10 night, 14 night holiday. So if you're on a short break and there's just a couple of you on board, the holding tanks are probably large enough that you don't have to do a pump out. We usually recommend checking the gauges around day 3 or day 4, depending how many people you have on board. We do provide you with a full sample itinerary, as well as a list of all of the marinas along the waterway where you can get that pump out. In Europe, some of our waterways have 2 to 3 different bases along the waterway. So you would just cruise yourself into a LeBoat base and they would do your pump out for free. Oh. Otherwise, you can get a pump out at most local marinas. And on average, it's about $35 to get a pump out. And then we also tell you where you can get fresh water. So I always, rule of thumb is, because you're on a boat and you want to have that hot shower every day, anytime you're near water, I would recommend pumping and filling up the water as long as it's potable water. Right. And then you're never worried about having to run out of water. And especially on the canals in Canada, as well as Europe, they're very equipped for boaters. So there's lots of places where you can get the pump out or water. But yeah, we'll also give you a list of where you're cruising to. And then we tell you, okay, on this day, make sure you stop at this marina. They know how to operate the LeBoat boats. They know how to open the little gauges in order to fill you up. So that's part of your onboard training. So you don't have to worry about that either.
Excellent. You have thought of everything. I just thought of one more thing, though.
Sure.
What about sheets and towels?
Oh, it comes with that. So again, just like a cottage rental, our boats come fully equipped. It comes with tea towels, a duvet, sheets, towels for everybody in every cabin. If you think that you're going to go through extra towels, you just have to ask our base for extra towels. Some people like to bring their own beach towels, so you're more than welcome to bring your favorite beach towel. But if you don't bring your beach towel, it does come with two different size towels, so a big bath towel and hand towels. It also comes fully equipped with toilet paper, and you just have to bring your clothes and your food and your shampoo and your conditioner, and then you're all set for the week.
Wow. That sounds just incredible. I can't wait to try this, and I'm going to. And the two destinations that you and I were talking about are in Ontario. We had talked about the Trent Severn, which is relatively new, yes?
Yes. So the Trent Severn it's not new to Ontario, but it's new to LaBote. So we arrived in Canada. So in Europe, we've been around for 50 years. So that's how come we know how to build comfortable boats. We do now custom build the boats for the Canadian waterways. Mm-hmm. We have something called the Luxury Horizon Cruiser. And in 2018, we started with a fleet of 16 boats on the Rideau Canal. And we're now up to 32 boats, and we have 24 boats on the Rideau Canal, and starting with 8 boats next season. So starting on May 17th this year, we're open on the Trent Severn Waterway, and our base is located just south in Peterborough on the Tonabee River. Mm-hmm. And that'll allow you to do a 7-night trip from our base to Trent Port Marina and back, or you can go up to Kirkfield Lock and back in 7 days.
Two great, great areas, the Rideau Canal and the Trent Severn. Now, are those your only two Canadian areas? And if so, what are some of the other locations you have in other countries?
Yeah, so those are our only two Canadian destinations for now. If you're doing the Rideau Canal, we do have a base located in Smith Falls, as well as downtown Ottawa. So because we've been established on the Rideau Canal, you can do one ways on the Rideau Canal, but for now on the Trent Severn, it's all start and ending at our base in Peterborough. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking to go abroad, we have 8 different countries to choose from in Europe, including France. We offer 9 different cruising regions, including the Canal du Midi, the Burgundy wine region, the Aquitaine, the Lot, and the Camargue. And mm-hmm. then we also do Italy. So you can cruise yourself through Venice, Murano, and Burano. And we do Ireland, Scotland, the Thames, Belgium, Netherlands, and Germany.
Wow. What a lineup.
Yeah. So in Europe, we've been around, like I said, for 50 years. So we really know what a luxury houseboating experience should look like. They're custom designed boats to make sure that all of our customers have everything that they need while cruising. And again, we've been in the regions for 50 years. So we have sample itineraries for anyone who's a little bit nervous and likes to know how far they can get in one day, or what are the top sites and why would I stop here versus stopping here. So we give you a recommended itinerary. We have detailed regional guidebooks for each of our cruising regions. So you really get to plan your own itinerary. So similar to your RV rental, the RV company and us, we don't mind where you go. If you cruise and you love the spot, you can stay there for 1 night or 3 nights or 5 nights. As long as you have the boat back after the 7 nights, or if you have a 4-night rental on day 4, then we don't really mind where you go. It's totally up to you to decide how flexible, how early or how late you want to be out. So you're not on your set schedule like you would be on a typical river cruise. So your time is your time, and you can just relax, sit back, and enjoy the destination.
That sounds great. Now, I'm guessing this is like when you rent a car, you pick the boat up full of gas and you return it full of gas. Is that right?
No, it's very, very similar to a rental car, but you pick the boat up and it's full of gas. Unless you're doing a 2-week or longer trip, you actually aren't going to go through the whole tank of gas. So we charge you a deposit of $475 if you're cruising for a week. And then we only charge you for the fuel that you use. So a typical journey on the Rideau Canal in 7 days, you're most likely only going to use half a tank of gas. So you would get half of your deposit back, or we look at, see how much you've used, and you really only get charged for what you use. We recommend cruising between 2 to 3 hours a day, because every stop is about 2 to 3 hour cruise between like highlights along the canal.
Right.
So you're really not going through that much gas. Our boats are also diesel, so they're very fuel efficient. And then the canal is regulated. So I know a lot of people think that boating might be scary, especially if you've never done it before. But when you're cruising on the inland waterways and the canals like the Rideau Canal or the Trent Severn, it is regulated from a speed perspective unless you're on the wide open lakes. So you can only go 10 kilometers an hour. So you're really just sitting back, relaxing, taking in the scenery and going the speed of the canal. So because you're not going 30 or 50 kilometers an hour, you're not burning through the gas like you would if you were on a bow rider or if you were water skiing with people.
Right. So I guess the next question, I always try to anticipate what listeners are screaming at their radios right now. And I am thinking that they are screaming, how do I book this and how far ahead should I book this?
Well, if you have specific travel dates that you can only travel, say, the third week in July, we recommend booking as far in advance as possible. We always have some great offers on our website, so you just have to visit www.leboat.ca for whatever our current offers are. But we do usually have last-minute bookings, but again, we recommend booking at least 3 months in advance. So we still have space right now for May 2-4 weekend, for Canada Day long weekend, for the Labor Day long weekend. But if you wait to book that until like May or June, you're probably going to be disappointed. Okay. So if you are looking at peak season, I would recommend booking soon. We're pretty flexible. So if you book and then have to change, we're always, we do have a flexible booking policy. So you can move the booking if for some reason someone's holiday plans have changed. We do allow you to change that booking, but we do recommend booking as far ahead as possible, especially for our Canadian waterways, because we only have a fleet of 32 boats. The peak dates will sell out pretty quickly. But we still have lots of space. With springtime just on the horizon and the sun shining already, we do expect bookings to pick up in the next month. So recommend visiting our website, or you can call our team at 1-800-734-5491 and get a quote.
Okay. Well, you heard it, listeners. You still have time. You could make this summer a magical one for your family by booking a LeBoat holiday. And thank you, Lisa. You have been just a great guest. And I can't wait to try LeBoat. And listeners, when I do, I'm going to devote a whole show to the experience, so you'll know everything about what it's really like.
Well, thank you so much to you and your listeners. And we look forward to welcoming everyone on board for this cruising season. So thanks very much, and thank you for your time.
Thanks so much. We've been talking with Lisa McLean, who is head of marketing for North America for LeBoat. We're going to take a short break, but don't go away, because we'll be right back with more Liz Fleming Travels.
This is Liz Fleming Travels, presented by CAA Travel on 610 CKTB. Now, back to Liz Fleming Travels on 610 CKTB.
We're right into March break, aren't we? And parents, I know that you are racking your brains trying to think of interesting things to keep the kids busy while they're out of school. I have a different suggestion for you. I know there are lots and lots of things that you can do. There are water parks in Niagara Falls. You can go and see the falls themselves. You could go to the Bird Kingdom. You could go to the Butterfly Conservatory. You can go hiking. There are all kinds of outdoorsy things that you can do, but I have a suggestion that I think is quite different, and I think you'll like it. If you listen to the show, and thank you if you do, I really appreciate it, you'll remember that some months ago, I went on a trip to Maryland. And while I was in Maryland, I learned quite a lot about our local hero, Harriet Tubman. Just to refresh your memory, Harriet Tubman was called the Moses of the Underground Railway because she was a very brave, escaped slave who became a free woman. And she led many, many of her friends and relatives to freedom here in Canada via the Underground Railway. Now, as you know, it wasn't an actual railway. It was a network of safe places that were connected by woodsy paths and barns that people hid in and so on to escape from the slave owners and those who were trying to recapture them for the slave owners. And Harriet is a wonderful, wonderful character to learn about. She was no more than 5 feet tall. She was a tiny little woman. And one would have thought that once she got to Canada, she would have simply stayed and been happy to be safe. But no, she made more than 17 trips back to rescue her friends and family. Now, if that's a story that you think you would like your kids to learn about, and I think it's certainly well worth sharing that story with them, there is a company that provides car caravan tours. This is a little known Niagara attraction bus tour, and I think that it's quite fascinating. So, the goal is to provide visitors, whether they're kids or parents, with a unique insight into the migration of Black Americans as they escaped slavery in the mid-19th century and settled right here in St. Catharines and the surrounding areas in southern Ontario. They create experiences that capture the essence of what was faced by the people who were forced to flee the slave states. And they give a historical perspective where the local stories are told. So, how does this work? Well, apparently, it's a bus tour with a step-on guide. And this step-on guide is a direct descendant of a fugitive slave from Kentucky who came to Canada in 1850 and settled in the Niagara region. It's a motor coach tour, and there are also private tours that can be customized. So if you're interested in this, you can get in touch with them. The company is called Niagara Bound Tours. So if you Google that, it will pop right up, and I think this would be a great way to spend a day during March break. And speaking of March break, I wish you all a wonderful week together. I hope that everyone has fun, and I hope that you will be back again next week for another edition of Liz Fleming Travels, right here on 610 CKTV.
You've been listening to Liz Fleming Travels, presented by CAA Travel. Dream now, travel later. CAANiagara.ca.